Log Talk Radio.
Uh-oh. Waiting for host. What the hell is going on? I gotta go back on. Computer buffering. Can y'all hear me? Oh, I hope that's not going out. Y'all hear that? I'm having computer issues. There we go. People, it's your man Beast Bone Gun. Before I go to my large still, I gotta check to make sure that everything's coming through the airways. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. I guess the system is mad because we took a week off.
You didn't post it.
Yes, I did. DJ C. Sire, yeah, I tagged you on Facebook. Yeah, so I just want to make sure before we go into everything too deeply that everything's coming through smooth. It seems like it's breaking up on my end. You can't find it?
What is it under?
I tagged you on it. Jason Gunning tagged you. I can't.
I looked under your post.
Why? I tagged you. Me and DJ C. Sire ain't getting along. And we got the whole weekend to spend together. Isn't that exciting? I was talking to one of my coworkers today about how one of the conversations I had with my wife is that we had drove by our apartment last week for a kids' football game, and I was like, oh, I'm looking when we used to like each other. And she was like, I still like you. And I didn't believe her. I just didn't believe her at all. So, just give us a second while we just make sure. You don't know what you're doing? DJ C. Sire. Look, DJ C. Sire is sick. You're tired. All you got to do is click the link. And yeah, you can hit play.
I'm trying to click the phone number.
Loading audio for Smooth Player. Turn the volume up. Okay, so it's coming to you. Coming through smooth. All right. So let's start this again. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man Beast Bump Gun live on the off-ramp, October 27, 2022. It's our last show before November. The year is almost done. We had the last 2 months. Now we start getting ready for Thanksgiving, where we all eat too much, get gluttonous. And then we make our way to Christmas, where we can watch a Christmas Story for 24 hours. You throw on Elf. You throw on Harlem Nights. You throw on Die Hard. A lot of good Christmas movies. It's about that time. Thanksgiving, you got to throw on Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving and watch how racist they all the little kids were to Franklin. Franklin got his own show. We saw that at Comic-Con, and we never checked it out, but I kept saying I want to look at it. Welcome to the All Favorite Show for the people, by the people, that by the people! A show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. He was popping in these streets. We had to be off last week. Had a kid had a night game, so by the time we got back, it was just too late to start the show, and I had bought a new video game, and I wanted to play it, I'll be 100% honest. So we couldn't do the show last week. There was just too much rushing. So we're back this week. Got a lot to talk about, a lot to catch up on. Hope wherever you're at, you're in good spirits, good health. Hope you got good weather where you're at. It's a little getting a little frosty down here in Southeast Virginia. But it's good, though. I like when – I don't like freezing cold winter, but I love fall. Fall is nice and good. You get crack a window, get that nice cool breeze in at night. But it is one of those weird seasons where, you know, at night you got to turn the heat on, but during the day you might have to turn the AC on. But, you know, that's what fall brings us. That's why you got all four seasons where we at. But it's a great place to be at in fall. You know, you can still sit on the beach and enjoy the weather. You can't get in the water, but you can enjoy like a nice cool breeze and just relax out here. Relax. It's not too hot to sit outside, because in the summertime you sit on the beach, sometimes that sun can be unbearable. Like it's too hot just to be out there. You know, now you can sit out there with some, bring you a little speaker and then get you a couple beers, a little something to smoke on, a little something to drink on, and really, really enjoy it. You know, if you're feeling froggy, put your feet in nice cool water, get some get the swelling out and all that good stuff. So hope wherever you're at, you know, you're doing good, you're feeling good. DJ C. Siren is yelling at our son, so forgive him, but you know, everything's good on this side, man. Hope wherever you're at, you're feeling good. We'll get right into the show. Got a lot of stuff to discuss tonight. Got a lot of stuff to catch up on. Got my man. Let me get my man, New York. Uh-oh. Computer's still acting up. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Computer's still acting up. Got my man, New York in the building. New York was really hood.
What's good? Can't call it. Can't complain, y'all. I mean, good spirits and everything. I mean, look. I'm glad the show's back. I'm ready to get to the conversation, yo. What's the word?
Glad to have you back, man. Yeah. Missed y'all last week, man. But you know, things was going a little crazy, so couldn't do the show. I got I know Blur got the password. Sometimes I might just have to have y'all start the show, and I call in when I'm running, because you know my kid's sports schedule is starting to get ridiculous. But yeah, everything good. Everything good on your side, though. Everything Gucci.
Yeah, of course.
Always good to have you. I got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the offering, my brother. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. Blessed and highly favored. Thanks for having me on, as always. Pardon that, I just took a big bite of pizza. You know what I mean? Don't want to be smacking in anybody's ears, so please excuse me. But I'm great, man. Glad the show is back.
Yeah, man. Sorry about that. I was just telling New York. I got to give y'all a heads up when I know that my schedule is going to be running tight on Thursday, so y'all can just start the show. Started to start the show last week about 9:45, but I was like, we just have an hour and 15 minutes. Cats is already, you know, probably like, yo, what the hell's going on? And by the time 9:10, 9:15 comes around, weighing on, people already tapped out, so I think I have to do a better job at letting y'all know when I'm going to be running late when y'all nephew got a game. But, you know, I'll work on that. But that's the good thing about doing this for the love, man. You know, if you fuck up the timeline, then, you know, who cares? We ain't getting paid for this. Even though we probably need to post these on YouTube, but we might get some money out of it. Oh. Drop the mic, my bad. Still getting situated. But yeah, man.
Monetization is key, man. Got to monetize everything apparently nowadays. If you're doing something and you're not getting paid for it, or not trying to get paid for it, you look at it as weird. So we might be being weird out here in these streets.
Really? See, I don't feel like I should have to try to. You can't. What happened to doing something just for the love?
People started getting paid for it. That's the thing. I don't know if you saw. I know my brother posted across social media, and then I saw a bunch of other people posting it on, like, Facebook and Instagram or whatever. Talking about, like, working 40 hours a week, or working 5 days a week to be free for 2 days. Just don't sit right with me. It's, the quote went something like that. And I'm like, yo, why do you feel like your work is like you're not free when you're at work? I definitely feel free when I'm at work, which lets me know I made the right decision when I went to the job. I feel bad for people who feel like they stuck at work or not, who don't feel like they're free. Because I don't feel like I'm free on the weekend, which is why I usually work on the weekends too. But, I mean, if you're doing something for the love and everyone else is doing the same thing, getting paid for it, and they're doing it for the love, then, I mean, it seems kind of weird that you're not getting paid for it when everyone else is.
Okay. See, and I've always had this conversation with people. Like, you can't. There are some people, and the only reason why I say this is because I'm one of them. There are certain things that I would love to do, but I know I couldn't do because of how it would affect my family. Like, I would love to just be a football coach. I would love to be a high school or college or middle school football coach and just coach sports for kids. But it would take – can't eat it. Not a messed up DJC sign, Chipotle. Go ahead, order yourself something else. I know it would take too much time away from my family because I really enjoy being with my family, even though DJC sign doesn't like me anymore. I really feel like the job I have now, I don't love. I'm there 5 days a week, 40 hours a week. But as soon as I'm out the door, I'm out the door. And I don't think about it. I go right to my happy place of hanging out with the kid and making sure the wife good and all that stuff. Like, I work to pay bills. I don't work for the love. Like, my family is the love. So I guess it's just really where your priorities at. Like, I mean, I do other jobs on the side and all that stuff, but that's just to help out other people and, you know, got to get a couple little side hustles going just, you know, just to make sure that you got a couple dollars here and there. But if you're doing something you love, it still becomes work. I know a whole bunch of coaches that are like, they love coaching, but, you know, traveling gets tiring. Recruiting gets tiring. Every year you got to recruit. It's not like you can just coach anymore.
Well, I think that every aspect of everything, nothing is like, well, you can't have flowers without bullshit. You need the fertilizer. So you got to have the stuff that's not so great so you can have the stuff that is great that you love. So, I mean, yeah, I think most people, like even whatever it is, sports or whatever, like, they enjoy the stuff. Like, that's why you see so many veterans don't go to training camp. Like, they show up when they absolutely have to, none of the voluntary stuff. Because that's not what it is. They got to go through practice and everything like that. But that's not really what they're there for. That ain't what they love. They love the sport still. They still love the game. But, you know, they don't love the training camp and the 2 days or the 3 days of being away from their families during mini camp. But they know they got to go through that. I mean, but I think it's a very rare group, a very small segment of people, like probably worldwide, who do what they love for a living and also don't sacrifice any time away from whatever their family is. I know the dude Andrew Tate and probably some other people, I know they talked about that online when they was online about how the dad is not supposed to be in the home, but if the dad is home, then something is wrong because the dad needs to be out making money supporting the family. I know like TD Jakes got a big quote that's floating around the internet as well. You can't have it both ways. You can't be home and also be a provider. I think that's old train of thought. That's old thinking. I mean, there's plenty of people who probably work from home and still provide, and they home. So but I do still think, like, I think there's more and more people are going to come into that. But, yeah, I still, right now, probably still a small segment of the population who get to have it all as far as doing what they love, getting paid for what they love, and not sacrificing anything else in their life to do it.
Yeah, I mean, because it's, I mean, look at Tom Brady. I mean, he's on, it just made me think about it since he's playing against the Ravens tonight. And, you know, you can tell he loves football. You can tell that's been his world and that's been the thing that he loves, and his marriage fell apart. He's choosing football, it looks like, you know, from the outside. We don't really know what's going on. But it looks like he's choosing playing football over his family. I don't know.
Nah, I gotta jump.
Go ahead, New York.
Nah, I ain't mean to cut you off. Nah, Bless said you can't have flowers without fertilizer. That was a crazy bar. But that's all I had to say.
Oh, you said such a, I just said it's a crazy bar.
I mean, I can't take credit. Somebody told me that. It's like they were saying they like my job. Like I was working. Matter of fact, I was just thinking about this back when Mike Brown was happening. My son was in elementary school, and I was working two jobs, and I had a part-time job at Toys R Us. And I was just working, like, in the back. All I did was build bikes. And I was kind of, like, by myself back there chilling. I had the radio playing and everything. So people used to come back there and hang out. And they're like, yo, I'm going to be back here with you. Like, you got it made. Ain't nobody checking on you. You ain't got to worry about no managers or nothing. I was like, yeah, but I got a quota to keep. Like, I mean, y'all could be out there chilling, and it ain't just you yourself. I got to build every bike for this entire store and everything. So I'm back here working constantly. Homie was like, yeah, man, every flower got its bullshit. And I was like, oh, shit, I like that. So I can't. It's funny because dude was like, he got fired because he was always high. He came in and he's like, yo, I don't care what it is. I take anything to get high. He was like, coke, weed, H, whatever it is, I take it. I was like, all right, man, you don't be back here with me then, man. I don't want to hear nothing else from you.
That man is wild.
You can't mess up y'all lunches. You gotta make sure your lunch bag is separate from his. You eat the wrong turkey sandwich, you might be foaming at the mouth. But yeah, I mean, and I think that's what a lot of people realize. I mean, like even with my job, not just to get the personal. Like I got a new controller that came in, and me and her had it out pretty bad against each other, and. Like the word, oh, I didn't even tell you about that today, DJ Susan. Word got around office. They got like HR calling me and all that stuff. And like the HR, they called me today and was like, so, you know, how come you haven't told us about this? And do you want to put anything on record? And I was like, no. And they was like, why? I was like, because it ain't that big of a deal. I was like, look, y'all don't pay me enough to be stressed out. The reason why I have this job is because I can do it. It pays me well enough, but it gives me a lot of freedom. When I need to do something with my wife or my son or travel, I never get a problem. If I got to say, yo, I ain't coming in today, I never get, well, this needs to be done, well, this needs to be done. There's 2 months out of the year where they like, nah, we need you here. And even then, they still let me go party in California for Comic-Con. They still understand it. And then I get like 2 weeks off vacation just for Christmas. So I'm in my job now for the freedom. And I'm like, yo, the reason why I love this job so much is because it doesn't stress me out. I've been in a job where they paid me, you know, a boatload of money. And it was stressful because I was working, you know, 10-hour, 12-hour days consistent. I didn't like that. I was drinking too much and all that other stuff. So you're right, you know, it's you're gonna have, if you want a flower, you need the fertilizer. It's a great analogy. But I also think that, you know, a lot of it is like your personality. Like, you know what I mean? Like this, you can have it both ways. You can be a provider and be there for your children, but it just depends on what job you decided to provide. Like what you said with TD Jakes, he's a multimillionaire. He's flying all over the country, giving all these talks, and I don't really know his personal business. I don't follow him at all. But is he like, yo, I had to sacrifice not seeing my kids grow up so I can amass these millions and millions of dollars? Well, I mean, once you get $2 million, you can put it in an interest bearing account and live like you're making $100,000. You can be with your kids. You just chose the job over your fucking kids. Like you didn't have to be a provider.
Like you didn't even have to do that. Like you don't even have to like imagine being able to make millions and say I'm going to live like I can't or like I don't. Like, that's everybody. Like, you could do that with 40,000 and say, you know what, I'm going to live like I only make 25,000 a year so I can spend time with the family. I mean, that's not really what people in it for. I can say not what they're in it for. Like, anybody can make that choice, whether you a millionaire like TD Jakes or you a stock boy at FedEx. I mean,
no.
You can say, all right, I'm going to work less, invest money, and live a minimum wage life, the bare minimum, because I want to be home more.
Nah, I mean, but I'm talking about especially living in a safe neighborhood. You living like you're making $20,000, you might not be in the most safe neighborhood.
You're not, and if you're living off $100,000, you're not going to be in the same neighborhood like you living, like you living like you're bringing in millions a year.
Shit.
I mean, you ain't gonna be neighbors if you, like the dude in the Chris Rock joke. Chris Rock, Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, and a dentist. Like, you ain't gonna be in that neighborhood unless you go to work.
But look, it's funny because speaking of that, so my sister called me Tuesday. My sister called me Tuesday. My sister does. Shout out to my baby sister. Sometimes she listens when she's not streaming. So my baby sister called me and said, hey, I got an interview. I'm doing this home health care, and I don't feel comfortable. So I'm like, shit, I got my kid with me. I'm like, all right, but it's your baby sister. What you going to do? Or what you going to do when your sister says, yo, I'm uncomfortable, dog? Like, and my dad's not here anymore, so you got to – that's my job. So I'm like, all right. So I sent my son home with one of his best friends. You know, shout out to my sister and mom. They lost their grandmother and mother this week. So shout out to y'all. But so I'm like, all right. So you know, grab the guns, you know, load up the whip. You know, head over to the house and I asked DJ C. Side. I'm like, yo, my sister said this is where the appointment is, and it's like it looks like it's near this certain neighborhood that's kind of infamous around here. And she was like, yeah, it seems like that's the sketchy neighborhood. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm driving up. I'm following Waze, and I'm going all these conversations. Like, okay. I'm going over all the conversations because I know how to deal with the homies around the way. So I'm like, all right. When I pull up, you know, like if they're sitting outside, I got to make sure that they understand that I'm there to protect my little sister. And they should understand that. Like, I'm going through all these conversations as I'm driving up the highway. So I get off the highway. I'm like, all right, I think I'm prepared. You know, make sure you keep your eyes on a swivel. Don't let anybody walk behind you if they decide to approach the car. You know, make sure I have, you know, a couple feet distance. You know, I got to make sure I know, you know, put the gun off safely just in case. I'm having all these conversations in my head. So I get off the exit, and I start driving a little bit. And where I know the neighborhood is, I make it right. Like, the directions tell me make it left. I'm like, huh, that's odd or whatever. So make it left, and it's still, like, 5 minutes away. It's, like, 3 miles away. And I'm like, well, that's weird. I've never been down this way. So I'm driving, and next thing you know, it's, like, 40 trees, like, 40-foot trees start popping up. Then no streetlights. Man, I turn to this neighborhood, it's mansions. I'm like, are you shitting me? So I pull up behind my baby, but she's already in the house doing her little interview. So now I'm sitting there thinking, like, if a cop comes down this block and sees me with these guns just sitting in the car, I'm absolutely going to jail. Like, no matter what excuse I give him, like, hey, I thought that she might be in a little bit of danger, he's going to look at me and look at that neighborhood. He's going to take my ass to jail. I don't know why we got in that tangent.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Question.
That was my story.
When baby sis said that she was uncomfortable, you ain't asked no follow-up questions?
Yeah, I said, why? She was just like, I don't know about the house. You know, it's sounding sketchy. So I said, all right, on my way. I said, well, what time is the appointment? She was like, 7, because we had practice. So I was like, all right, I'll meet you there. I'm thinking she going to the hood, man. She, man, they have chandelier shit going out the window. Like, you can't get, you can't clean them windows. You need to hire somebody to clean those windows. I was beaming off that house. I'm like, you. I'm like, I could have took my black ass home. All right. We ain't talked about shit for 30 minutes. DJ C. Siren, did I already welcome you? I think you were messing with the kid. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight? 30 minutes in. You lost your voice. You're a little bit sick, but she's here in spirit. So me and DJ C. Siren, before you gentlemen joined us and before the show officially started, we were discussing black schools and white schools. I know you don't want to talk about it, but I know you were having. Look, she called and she got COVID.
I don't have COVID.
So apparently some gray-haired 50-year-old lady.
Say respectfully.
She's a good-looking old woman. She's a gilf.
That's not someone.
Okay. Near fellow. No. She's a gilf. Grandmother, I like to fuck. But she went viral. Blur, did you see this with this old lady shaking her ass at the Hampton's campus?
She's shaking her ass. She was
I don't know. I don't think I've seen that one. I've seen a lot of homecoming videos, but I don't think I've seen that one. Was it tagged as that, or was it just an old lady dancing? Like, if it was tagged as what you said, then I might have looked at it differently. But if it was just somebody dancing.
DJ Sudar, can you explain what happened with the GILF?
It was our band or our dance team. What are they called? Ebony Fire alumni at homecoming was doing their dance. So
that's the cool thing about Hampton. It's tough for DJ C. Siren to talk. That's the good thing about Hampton. Their homecomings, and I don't know if it's just black schools or not. I know my school kind of does it different. When I went to a predominantly white institution, I hate that term PWI. I just went to a regular school. But it wasn't just an HBCU.
Well, it's not just a regular school.
So what you're saying, HBCUs ain't regular?
Right.
No, y'all tell me they're different. I keep telling y'all bullshit.
But when you say regular school, we're just...
It's not historic. It's just a regular school. It's not historic.
It's predominantly white, that's why. It's more white people there. More white people than everybody else.
Probably. I had this discussion, too. We got so much stuff to talk about because... there'd be white people that cause crimes in my neighborhood, and they'd be on that next door that app, and I'd be so happy that it's white people because we live in a diverse neighborhood. So anytime, like, they say suspicious male in hood and they're white, I'd be happy. And it's not because I want white people to commit crimes. It's because our neighborhood is diverse. And the funny thing is when you're black in this neighborhood, like when they say black male in a hoodie, they could be black, they could be Spanish, they could be Filipino, they could be Indian. It could be so many things, but the when you see a shady person in a hoodie, they're either black or white. So I love it when they get them on, like, the little Ring door cameras, and they're like, yeah, white male, suspicious, look like they're breaking in the garage. And I look at the nose, because DJ C. Siren has trained me to look at the nose and the lips, and I'm like, oh, they got that one wrong. That boy got some black in him. But I ain't going to tell them. He got that dude. Because I just want the statistics to even out. But anyway, so Hampton Homecoming is very inclusive. They allowed all their old alumni people. If you went to that school before and you participated and you were on the football team, or if you were in like the seven different dance groups that they have, they allow you to come on the field and dance. Yeah, my cousin was a cheerleader, so. Every year she goes down and picks her old ass down and tries to cheer with these young girls. And it's very inclusive for the people who were involved with stuff while you're there. So, you know, this viral video is of a lady who used to be on the dance team, and now she's just dancing with her dance team. I don't understand why it was a big deal.
Because she, number one... I think she has some association with a show, a reality show or something. I don't know. I don't know why I got picked up. I don't know. I mean, we have these videos every year.
Yeah, and maybe because I'm used to it.
Yeah.
But I would assume, you know, Blur went to Grambling. I would assume Grambling does the same thing. I would assume that
we
know,
do.
Him and his you know all your track buddies get down there, hang out, you know, when it's homecoming. I know as a football player at my school, they're very like, yo, come on the field, come talk to the kids, come in the locker room and all that. I don't know what our dance team does because I never really paid attention to them. I just knew the girls on our dance team. But it seems like dance is pretty popular at the black schools. You know, we'd be shucking and jiving. So, you know, I don't understand why it was a big deal. Because it's funny. Why do y'all get so offensive when somebody talks about black schools?
To be more interesting.
Why? I love all black schools.
Anyway. But, so.
Shannon, I mean, she was a bad old person.
So Shannon Sharp picked it up and retweeted it.
No, he a creepy old man. He 50.
I mean, they
you know
he
wanted it. I know. He old, too.
They caught him in a Hampton University sweatshirt. They were like, yo, he's got a crush now.
Yeah, he going to try to get that. Oh, he knocked the dust off that pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my
king. And Viola Davis retweeted it.
She woman king?
Yeah. Woman
slave
king.
Slave
woman
fella.
King retweeted it. And it was just exciting. It's just exciting. That
what's getting, exciting about it?
That there's, I mean, she's like jumping.
Y'all are curing cancer.
Oh, they're not curing cancer.
Yes, they are. See, this is the stuff that I get mad at y'all black schools about because I meet people at the gas station. I'm like, yeah, we're here for the Hampton Proton Therapy. It's been so great. I'm like, oh, that's so dope. Look at this black school curing cancer. And all y'all care about some old lady in gray hair shaking her ass at homecoming. I get so mad at y'all.
Because they don't support the pharmacy school. They just they want to be in the medical field so bad, but don't support the medical field.
Well, that's so, just we got to put some pressure on. Harvey's dead.
Yeah. No, he's not. He didn't
oh, he's
die.
Didn't die yet? That's the president. I thought he was dead. I thought he had cancer.
He did.
I'm sorry.
But he did.
I'm sorry.
But he survived.
There's a lot of inside jokes. Shout out to HU. I love you.
He stepped down after 40, 50, 60. 80, I don't know how 50 years.
He Republican. He
was
bad.
Yeah, he's been in like 83, I don't know.
We just got to put some pressure on, but that's a side conversation. Mm-hmm. We can really look into
they're, it. They're working it. They're working it. But that's just it. Like, how can I applaud a proton therapy cancer, which is great.
But during cancer,
but,
I'll be that person.
But y'all couldn't keep our pharmacy school's accreditation up. And now we're fighting to get it. Now we got to get it back.
But why do y'all so happy an old woman with gray hair shaking her ass?
I don't know. It's great. It's just that we love celebrity. And
but
I'm
she's
glad.
Not a celebrity. That's
no,
just because Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp's not. Is
she's done.
Shannon Sharp's big in me and Blur's world. But Shannon Sharp ain't big in your
she
world.
She has jumped up to 10,000 followers. After
what the fuck does that mean? I hate you people. Who cares? I hate you people.
I don't.
She has 10,000 followers. That don't mean nothing. She's a good-looking old woman.
If you go from 1,000 to 10,000 followers,
that doesn't mean anything.
People.
Unless you're selling something.
I mean, look, social media has been around long enough. You know how this works.
If she's selling ass, good for her. But, I mean, she might want to be safe.
It doesn't.
I mean, I think it means that people are interested in seeing her, so it doesn't mean something. You have an audience. Like, I mean, an audience matters.
Audience, what?
I mean, like, again, if she's on the show, I don't know. I have to figure out if that's true.
If we got 10,000 followers tonight on the offering, I wouldn't say,
you
oh, my.
Sponsors.
I wouldn't say, oh, but see, that means something. Hey, we can start monetizing, like Blair said, if we want. I don't care about the followers because nothing would change. We would still have conversation. Maybe I'll prepare a little bit more since it's entertaining for folks. And I would make sure each show is a little bit more entertaining and we just wouldn't be freestyling so much. But just because I went from 1,000 followers to 10,000 followers, it doesn't mean anything unless you're trying to sell something.
Yes.
So she's selling ass or pocketbooks.
Why
good
do
for
you
her.
Say ass? Only because it's a woman. Because if it was a man, you would not say that.
I mean, what if she's selling the advertisement? I mean, it don't really have to be selling anything then because you got 10,000 people following you or 10,000, an audience of 10,000, you could just be educating them or, like, anything. Like, I mean, I guess it means something if capitalistically if you're trying to sell something or you have that audience that you can sell something to because having 10,000 eyes, if you want to take that to an advertiser, like, look, I got 10,000 people each post, so, you know, let me advertise for you right here. Yeah, it could be that. I mean, that don't necessarily mean she's selling anything, but maybe she don't want to advertise. Maybe she's like, yo, I got 10,000 people. Let me spread the message of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's 10,000 people I get to touch.
And then you, said, you stepped on my joke about you selling dick on Instagram, and then you went to Jesus, so now I feel bad.
Or you can, yeah, you can go to these, you know, people like that.
But that's
Beyonce,
my point.
Send me your new Ivy Park line because I got these people.
But that's my point. I say, what does it mean? Like, if she has a plan for those followers, then I'll completely understand. Oh, now she has 10,000 followers, so she can spread her message of Jesus Christ or try to get Beyonce to put her on the next album. But if you're just saying, hey, she was dancing in a viral video at homecoming, which y'all do every year, and listen, I know you understand, but we got to talk this out. And now she has 10,000 followers. To me, that's an incomplete thought because it doesn't mean anything. But, again, I also know I'm different because I don't look at followers as anything. I'm not huge on the social media thing. Social media gets me more in trouble than anything else, which is why I think I'd be a great politician. But, you know, but it's cool. But it is cool. It is recognition, name brand recognition, everybody seeing Hampton. I guess 10,000 people seeing Hampton homecoming. But, you know, 10,000 people in the grand scheme of things ain't a lot. It's a billion people in China. Shout out to Hampton. It's always a good time when they pay attention to the football team. But it's a lot of action that happens outside of the gates. Even though the last couple of times we've been to Hampton, it's been a good crowd.
You know, now there's a whole new stadium on that end now.
I saw that in the little picture.
Yeah, it
looks like
crazy.
But if they were building it, but that's another side conversation. I'm not even doing it.
Yeah.
Because Hampton always pisses me off the way they separate. They give too much respect to the band. The band takes up like a whole section of the stadium. And it's just terrible.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway.
I'm just saying
that. Shout out to Hampton and shout out to the gray hair lady, the Silver Fox. She's a good looking woman. She's a good looking older woman. So then me and DJ Cesar got in discussion because she got mad because I called her old. And she was like, she's probably 50. And I was like, that is old. And DJ Cesar was like, no, it's not. Blur, is 50 old?
I mean, that's objective. I don't really think it's old. I just passed the year. It's not a story about. Yeah, I think it's objective. To me, I don't really think it's old. That's kind of midlife. I've seen a video about a couple that was both like over 100. So, nah, 50, not old. Almost old, but not old.
Yeah, I say it's old because at that point, your bladder. Once you start having to run to the bathroom to pee more often than you normally do, if you start waking up in the night to pee, you old. I say 50's old. But, you know, again, that is subjective. To me, 50's old. But I think DJ C-Sign, as she approaches the middle of her life, she is getting a little worried about, she's scared about being old. You would definitely sell your soul for, what was that in the Legion of Doom? Not Legion of Doom. What's that white man Indiana Jones movie? Weren't they looking for the Jesus cup that turned you young forever? I might be mixing a whole bunch of different stuff, but didn't Indiana Jones like grab a heart with a Jesus cup that you drank from, but you turned into like your skin fell off
yes.
because of Nazis? Look, I know
who you are. Like Temple of Doom with the Lost Grail, yeah.
It's something like that. Was it King Arthur? Yeah, the Lost Grail. What was it King Arthur was looking for?
No, the Nazis were looking for it.
So was King Arthur.
No. The Nazis weren't looking for the cup. Well, they might have been looking for the cup, too, but they had the, the box that the temple that had the power of Jesus or that had the God in it.
Yeah, it always Jesus.
Okay, yeah.
Is Indiana Jones considered sci-fi? Because we don't talk about how they had a crystal skull from aliens. And like,
I think it
like,
is considered sci-fi.
Because it's like the last 10 minutes of the movie. Like, oh, there's aliens in this world? And like they just didn't acknowledge
it.
The crystal skull. The last one was Shia LaBeouf.
I fell asleep.
Oh, you fell asleep in the theater. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
And go to sleep. Act like it never happened. Just go to sleep and forget it.
You didn't like the movie?
Nah, man. Nah, not that one. Crystal Skull was not.
You seen Black Adam?
Do you have your free pass?
Who gives a fuck? We just pay for a ticket.
I got mine.
Cool. Anyway. But I thought the Crystal Skull with Shia LaBeouf was good. I mean, terrible story. You're my dad. I never knew you. But I'm glad that I'm not trying to bring this in race. But I like when they show white people with dad issues. Because black people have had dad issues since the beginning of time. I like when they show movies when white parents aren't with their dads. I mean, white kids ain't with their dads. Like, now you know what we go through. We're just making it even. So, I thought it was a good movie. But I just thought the funniest shit was, like, the whole thing was is aliens are real. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's the last 5 minutes of the movie. Mm-hmm. So we, like, see these aliens for 5 minutes. And then, like, it ends. And it's like, hold on. There's aliens around and y'all were worried about each other? I feel like I had a better discussion. I don't know how we got there either.
The Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail, yeah, Jesus. Child of Jesus. Are you excited about Black Adam, DJ Cesar? You excited about The Rock and Black Tights?
Not really.
Is that Kim Kardashian?
No.
This is white lady on a Mercedes-Benz electric commercial, and I swear it's Kim Kardashian, but I guess.
Like,
I swear I'm not racist. Yeah, she looks old too, but I know the Kardashians kind of go back and forth with their makeup.
Yeah.
Are you excited about Black Adam, DJ Cesar?
I don't know about excited. I mean, I want to see it, and I want it to be good.
Well, we saw that Comic-Con. We saw the first preview. Right. You wasn't excited? You was in there cheering. Yeah!
For Dwayne.
You was just crowd.
That was, no.
What
that
do you call
was, I was just cheering for Dwayne.
He's short, man.
Is he?
You didn't see Phil how short he was?
Again, we were too far away. I couldn't. No, how
tall we were. Blur, you're into the characters of comics. Are you excited about seeing Black Adam?
Has he already seen it?
No, he was supposed to, but he had car trouble. Go ahead, Blur.
Here's in the making, so yeah, I guess I'll say I'm excited. I'm more excited for where it's going to take, like, the universe, the combined universe. Origin movies don't really be all that great to me, but I mean, I'm going to wait and see how it is, but yeah, I mean, I was surprised when they said, like, I think Dwayne Johnson reposted, like, the first message, like, when they first announced that he was going to be playing Black Adam 15 years ago, and the movie's finally coming out. It's crazy.
Hold on. That's interesting you said that. We'll unpack that in a sec. We'll come back to Black Adam. You don't like origin stories. That surprises me because you're such a fan of, you know, the Men in Tights movies. What?
Well, they get redundant. And I guess because it's like so many of them are, it's hard for them to be unique. Because maybe it's just the Marvel ones. They got to be formulaic. And I guess DC don't have too many more people that they need to do origin stories for. So I kind of like how they're doing theirs a little bit better. Like with the last Batman movie, they didn't jump into an origin of Batman. It's just, all right, here goes Batman, we here. But if you look at, like, most origin stories, they all kind of, like, paint by the numbers. You got your hero, how he became a hero. He's going to face a villain who has the exact same powers but in reverse. And that's it. And it's going to be, I mean, nothing more to it than that. The ones that come after that are usually, I think, where they got an opportunity to really do something nice.
Hold on. I don't like this, but and I'm not even a fan. Shout out to Richard Sherman. I'm glad you're back on TV. I was really worried about you. Not all origin stories are like that. Iron Man, he didn't face somebody with the same powers as him. He faced a whole terrorist organization.
He faced Ironmonger.
In the first one?
Yes.
I can't mute unless somebody talks.
Yeah, can you hear me? With the dude from the Big Lebowski, he had the whole Ironmonger suit, big metal suit. Remember, he flew him up into space. He got frozen, you know, and then Pepper had to, like, do the EMP to fry him. Yeah, that was technically the villain, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I guess I thought that was the second one, but that was just, like, the last, like, 10 minutes of the movie. Most of the movie was about him facing the terrorist organization, the Ten Rings, who turned out to be a Chinese dude from a foreign land with magical powers. I like Shang-Chi, but it was a little off.
I liked Shang-Chi.
I just said I liked it. Did you not like Shang-Chi? That was an origin story. I just thought that was forced.
No, I didn't, but for different reasons.
I like
Shang-Chi because it was, again, fighting his dad who had the exact same powers, only he got his powers from his mom. Again, they came together and had to fight the dragon at the end. But Shang-Chi was essentially just a movie version of Iron Fist, which was a Marvel TV show on Netflix.
That's true.
So did you like Iron Fist? Was that a...
Yeah, people liked Iron Fist, though.
I didn't see it. It's too many of these.
Yeah. I mean, I like the character. I didn't really like... And I think Iron Fist went for, like, two seasons. The first one was... the first season was a little slow because they did, like, all this, you know, law stuff behind the scenes. Like, he ain't really start fighting. He had, like, 30 seconds of fight scene in every other episode for, like, the first half of it. So, yeah, it was a little draggy. But, I mean, story-wise, it was Shang-Chi. The exact same story as Shang-Chi, just, like, very subtle differences.
Well, you know, which is just in regards to what you're talking about in terms of origin stories, it's funny because for all the people that hate She-Hulk, that's exactly what the last episode was talking about, like, real meta to say, no, we're not doing this. Like, no,
I like She-Hulk.
He's not going to take my powers and I have to fight someone who has my powers. Like, isn't this what always happens? It's like, no, we're going to restart this. We're not going to do this. So it's just hilarious that's definitely.
I guess I never noticed that. So now I got to go through it in my head. That's pretty interesting, but I never thought about that. And I thought She-Hulk was just making fun of the way they always end these TV shows with a big fight with a big villain. Mm-hmm. Did you like She-Hulk, Blur? Now we're getting to the Men in Tights conversation. And I know I'm out of my class with you and DJ C-Siren, but I like She-Hulk. And I know I asked you the question, Blur, but I'm just throwing it out there. I thought it was cute. I thought it was a nice little chick flick comedy. And I liked it too.
I enjoyed it. I think it was true to the comics. It was true to her character. Like, it wasn't just about her fight and stuff like that. It was more about her internal struggle, which was cool. Jennifer versus She-Hulk. Is she good enough by herself? She-Hulk ever going to be accepted? I didn't like the finale, though. I thought they went too meta. Like, all right, so I'll just kind of cut and jump to, like, with no, like, all this stuff was building up, and then you're just like, all right, scrap it. I ain't like that. And I know she does that in the comics, like, she'll do that, but nah, I think even if they were like, all right, cut, we're going to do the fourth wall break, we're going to go talk to the robotic Kevin Feige, come back and, like, actually give us some type of story. Don't just, all right, cut, here we go, we're at the end. I ain't like that part.
Yeah.
All right,
I can do that.
Just as a quick aside, and I hate to make this racist again, but I've been racking my brain, but I just can't think of a black person right now, but I know I have them. And I talked to DJ C-Siren about that. I realized that there's certain white people that I think are attractive when they look homely. So, like, I think the She-Hulk girl looked good when they tried to sex her up. She looked bad. Same thing with the evil white girl. When the chick from Evil, the white lady in Evil, and I'm just calling her white because I don't know her name.
She's Scandinavian.
Oh, that's white, right? Look, I'm
yeah, she's
I'm,
white. That's white.
Or is that considered Jewish?
No, no.
I don't want to get
white. White.
So when the white lady from Evil, when they tried to sexify her all up with the
Katja
with the
Herbers,
dude,
if anyone wants, it's Katja Herbers. Go ahead.
Yeah, with the Aladdin devil. I thought she looked terrible. But when she was,
it's the gin.
There you go. But when she was rocking the LL Bean cardigan, I thought she looked great. Same thing. What's my white girl from the Dave Chappelle Tom Hanks movie?
Not Meg Ryan, but Meg Ryan.
If they sexed her up, I think she would look terrible. But she looks great in khakis.
I think that's Meg Ryan, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're
Meg Ryan.
There you go. So, did y'all find that about the She-Hulk lady, that she looked better when she was homely, but when they tried to, like, sexify her up in her sexy She-Hulk costume, it looked a little weird?
Now, when you say, let me ask you this. So when you say they tried to sexify her up, you mean when she turned into She-Hulk? Because I'm trying to remember, like, was she ever, like, trying to be sexy in the show as just the normal woman?
I think at the wedding, maybe.
Yeah, at the wedding.
When they didn't let her to be She-Hulk.
I don't even know. I thought she was all right looking. I didn't think she was great looking, but I didn't think She-Hulk was sexy or good looking either. I thought that was like the CGI on that was good at times, and at other times it was like really bad. But
yeah, it seemed like, I don't know. Maybe did they have two CGI offices? Did they do part of it?
Plus show. This wasn't a big box office.
Okay, all right. But some of it was good, though. Sometimes it looked really good.
But y'all are missing my point. I just want to know, and DJ, sorry, you can take this to dudes. We can take it off black and white. But are there women that, and Blair, I'll go to you first. Are the women that you think are more attractive when they don't try to be sexy?
I actually think that's most women, unfortunately. I just don't think women realize that. I saw something, and it was a post, and it was like, you know, you'll go out or you'll go to the store looking like this, and men will still try to hit on you. And it was like somebody's sister was like, yeah, because we don't like all that makeup, big eyelash stuff. Y'all don't do that for us, remember? We never wanted that. We want to see a chick in sweatbands because you cute like that. We want to see bare face. You don't got to have all that makeup stuff on. Nah, if you cute, you cute. Like, when they start putting too much on, it'd be doing too much.
Yeah. I mean, I think I agree. I mean, I do like when women get dressed up and put the high heels on and step out looking very nice. But, you know, I think sometimes a lot of men are like, I kind of want you comfortable. Like, if you're cute comfortable, then that's great. That big eyelashes, I just don't think I'll never understand. Like, it looks like it's hurting your face.
It does.
But
especially when wind comes and it's rough.
But how do we get on there? But I just feel like, you know, when they try to make them look sexy, like, oh, this is my sexy time. Like, especially, I really noticed it with the evil girl when, like, she was getting horny off the Aladdin devil, and she really went out, like, looking sexy, and I was just like, man, like, I think I like you better when you're just, like, chilling. Now, not saying anything personally against her. Again, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to be accusatory. But it just felt like, you know, when somebody, like, doing the sexy thing is forced, it doesn't feel like it looks right. So, I don't know. But, hey, if her husband loves it, if she's married, God bless her. You know what I mean? Like, this ain't a judgment thing. You know, Lord knows I can't judge anybody. I'm fat. But, you know, it was just something I just want to know what y'all think. So, DJ Cesar, I'll go to you. Do you find men attractive when they're dressed up or when they're, like, chilling in sweatpants?
Like, I don't think I can generalize that easily. I mean,
Do you like when men, like, you know what I mean, like, pull their taco meat out of their chest and really try to sexify you out with the, you know, gold chain? I guess what do men do? I'm just picturing Razor Ramon. No homo.
I don't know. I mean, I think some people, I don't have a good answer for that. I guess it really depends on the place and the time. I guess if you're overdoing it, I guess it does come off a little. But extra is sometimes cool.
Okay. I guess I really brought you down. oh, man. Oh, so what else we got? I don't know where I was going with that. But I really am enjoying this conversation.
The She-Hulk.
So I thought it was good. DJ C-Sign, I know you enjoyed it. Blur, you said you enjoyed it. I guess we don't really have to talk anymore about that. Don't really care about it. Oh, so back to Black Adam. Blur, did you have anything left on She-Hulk? I'm assuming no.
No, that was it. I liked it. I hope they have a season two for it. So, I mean, you know what? I will say this. I feel like I heard this on some of the shows I listen to. I think Marvel might be getting to the point where they need to let these TV shows and some of these one-off movies stand on their own and not try to interconnect everything. Because if you didn't watch She-Hulk and you go into your next Avenger movie or your next Hulk movie, if there is another Hulk movie, you might be a little confused. Now, it's probably something they could cover or they could explain away and, like, give it one scene and then give a backstory. But I don't know, man. I feel like some of these things need to stand alone and not everything needs to be interconnected. I didn't feel that way until, well, maybe I did feel that way with, like, Moon Knight. But I feel like Moon Knight, they're not trying to interconnect. But, yeah, I feel like right now, She-Hulk, yeah, I don't think they really needed to interconnect this with the rest of the universe.
I thought Moon Knight was really good. I didn't realize it was a schizophrenic superhero. We got to really get these superhero powers under control.
That's why I like Jessica Jones. But, yeah, and Moon Knight was dope. And it's stood on its own. Like, it's not part, I don't know if it's part of the bigger universe or not, but it don't seem like it is.
Luke Cage, he's evil, right?
No.
That's not the same black dude from Evil? They look alike.
He is the good dude from Evil.
Oh,
okay.
I thought you said
Luke Cage is evil.
No. Okay. You know how I connect things in my brain.
Yeah, Luke Cage.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's from the Jessica Jones.
He prays a terrible priest.
Doesn't he?
He's horny.
It's his horny to deal
man.
With the struggles.
Horny man.
you don't think priests can get horny, man?
Not that I suppose to. Yeah, they touch my God. Ain't that what they believe? I don't know what the Catholics believe. Look, I'm in the Catholic Church. Great idea with the footrest. That's about all I got for you. So, yeah, I didn't see Luke Cage. I didn't see Jessica Jones.
I didn't watch them.
We
didn't watch it. Well, we started watching Luke Cage. We didn't watch any of the Netflix pre-Disney Plus series.
Can we say the best, if we're going to go to Marvel, we still got to take this back to Black Adam. If we're going to go to a Marvel, can we say that Ant-Man has the best series of all of them?
No.
Oh. Which one's better?
Captain America. Captain America is in conversations for the best trilogy of all time.
No.
I can't speak on it because I haven't watched it.
Which one? I watched all of them.
I didn't watch Captain America.
You didn't watch the first one? You watched the first one. You fell asleep on it.
I didn't watch all of them.
You didn't watch the Winter Soldier. The Winter Soldier was dope.
The only one I watched was the third one because it was all of them.
You watched the third Captain
America. The Civil War. Yeah.
That was the Captain America movie? That should have been an adventure movie. That really had nothing to do with Captain America.
But it wasn't. It's Captain America. His movie.
You're right. But that should have just been an adventure movie. It should have been Avengers Civil War. The first Captain America was entertaining. I like the Captain America. I mean, I think that's the second best trilogy, but right now Ant-Man, how many Ant-Man movies we got? One or two?
The third one,
The Quantum Menace with my man Jonathan Majors.
Yes.
Who might be the best actor. Look, do you think he's cute?
Yes.
Okay.
He's beautiful.
I have so many things to say. I guess I can say because I just talked about white people. When you talk about stereotypical black man, Like, who's that? Like, when they started drawing characters for this, when white people draw racist characters of black people, it's Jonathan Majors.
It's just because he has a wide nose.
Huge nose.
And he is beautiful.
Like, no wonder the white people hated him in that HBO movie. Or that HBO TV show.
That's why they had to cancel it because of Jonathan Majors.
But, look, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of his. But do you think he's sexy?
Yeah, he's sexy.
They were talking about on Joe Budden show. It was like, yeah, women liking him. And then one dude was like, women like him? Like, it was like, oh, like. But I think he said it because he likes it, and I'm just, like, kind of inferring that, like, black on black hate. But I think you're right.
I think you're right. I think it's hard for some people to realize that someone on a completely opposite spectrum is found attractive. Like, they're like, yo, if I'm attractive, then someone who doesn't look nothing like the exact opposite of me can't be attractive as well. But, yeah, there's absolutely people. And you know what? It's probably some women who find both of them attractive.
Yeah.
But you can't say two black people in complete opposite spectrums. Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not?
Who's a completely black opposite white black person spectrum for women? It's a tough way for me to word this.
You mean
way.
So naming two women that
if
are...
Jonathan Majors and Ish, you know Ish from the Joe Budden show, he's very high yellow. He's like your brother.
Okay.
Who's the complete opposite of that for black women? Like, who's on the opposite spectrum for black women?
Lupita Nyong'o and...
Absolutely gorgeous.
And Vanessa Williams, I guess, in her prime.
Comfort Zone?
Yeah.
I don't think they're opposite. They're just two black women. Just one had a perm, and one went, got black
hair. I mean, that's opposite in looks.
They're both black.
Well, one's light skin or lighter skin with long wavy hair. One's really dark skin and bald head. So, I mean, I think we might be able to find even more of a difference. But yeah, that's I'm not mad at that. Let's go, Monique, and well, I was trying to think of somebody dark skin, but I can't.
I thought we were talking about attractive.
You don't think there's people who find Monique attractive?
No.
So you sound like dude talking about Jonathan Majors. You sound like...
No, I don't think this is
yeah, I don't know.
Maybe because of her personality. I mean, she's funny as hell.
Her personality sucks.
No, but she's funny as hell. Look, Pete Davidson got Kim Kardashian.
Oh, Pete Davidson's the sexiest star I love ever. Like,
you think he's good looking?
Yeah, I've always loved Pete.
That's
Davidson.
Why me and DJ Shazai can never have a threesome because his taste is awful.
He has always been sexy.
Whatever.
Little ambiguous, little big nose, white boy.
The woman she would choose for our threesome would be so hideous to me that I would never take part. Her taste is awful. You think Pete Davidson is
sexy? Pete Davidson
is
always. He's so sexy. I love Pete. I'm always.
Why do y'all think Craig is the sexy?
I don't know. Heroin chic.
This motherfucker said heroin chic. Oh my gosh.
I've always loved Pete.
You like white men. You like white men and Indian men. I tell you, we can
just
like
be
best
men.
Friends.
I don't like white men.
Right.
I've never said that.
All right. So, oh, no, you didn't say it. I just know. You and your best friend. Anyway, I don't want for her. She had nothing to do with this. I'm sorry, sis. You know I love you. I didn't mean that as a shot. I'm just saying y'all like white men. But you married one. So, I mean, it's not like saying anything unfactual. But, okay, so Jonathan Majors, that's my man. I think he's a hell of an actor. I'm mad he's British.
He is not.
I thought he was a British black actor.
No.
That's the other Black Panther dude. That's Get Out.
That's
Get
Out
dude.
Yeah.
British.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad he's American. So.
His name is, well.
Jonathan Majors. He sounds like a black stereotype. That's definitely a white man's name that someone gave him. This is terrible tonight. All right, I'm sorry. Reset. So, Blur, are you excited for Ant-Man and Mania?
What?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm to be honest with you, like, I liked the Ant-Man first two, but I didn't really think they were all that. I understood why the studio was giving them a hard time getting those made. I liked the second one more than I liked the first one, but again, it was an intro story. So kind of paint by numbers, facing somebody with the exact same powers. You know what I mean? It didn't really do it for me. The second one was better. I do wish T.I. and Wiz Khalifa had a bigger role, but that was cool. So I'm interested in this one. Got the whole family in it. Got Jonathan Majors. And this is going to lead to, like, the next big event in the universe. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. See, I thought the Ant-Man, the first two, okay, the second one with the disappearing chick that had cancer.
Right.
And Lawrence Fishburne was her daddy.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah, Neo's
daddy. Yeah.
We never watched The Last Matrix. We got to watch that.
Yeah.
I heard it was terrible.
Skip it.
Yeah.
It's Keanu Reeves, though.
We can go watch
it ain't nothing.
Another John Wick.
Yeah, it ain't nothing but John Wick in the future. But first Ant-Man was a classic.
Oh, that was really good. It was, well, I guess because I wasn't expecting much. And then I think that was part of it because I wasn't overhyped about it. And then when I finally watched it, I was like, oh, that was really good.
When it comes to funny adventure movies,
mm-hmm.
I think Thor Ragnarok is number one and Ant-Man number one is number one. I don't know what the first Ant-Man is called.
Ant-Man
is number two. I think T.I. is absolutely hilarious in the first Ant-Man. I'm so disappointed he was out here allegedly drugging and I'm not even going to go down that road. But I'm just so mad that he missed the second one. Because I thought the second one was entertaining, even though I feel like that if you're a person who can walk through walls, you should have never lost the fight. But I think both of those Ant-Man movies, and now you're adding Jonathan Majors, I hope his performance is as good as it was in the last episode of Loki. If you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, the man gives about a 10-minute monologue that's absolutely phenomenal. I don't know how good he's going to be as a villain, because he seems kind of tiny. But
you think he's being tiny?
Ain't Jonathan Majors small?
Man, look at the trailer for the new Creed.
Oh, now let's see. Okay, so, but like muscular Paul's and big is totally different. Like, who's the dude who was Deadpool's enemy, Cable, and he also played the Purple Man in the Avengers.
Yeah.
Who's the purple man? Thor, not Thor. Who's got the glove?
Thanos.
He seemed like just a regular big guy. Is he tiny too? Oh, then maybe it's just all TV magic. Hey, speaking of that new Creed looks, that new Creed is either going to be god awful. Hey. God bless him. He cleaning up. That new Creed is either going to be awful or it's going to be great. Terrible storyline. Excuse me. Oh, man. Can't stop it. Chipotle and Crown. Not a good mix. But, how you the heavyweight champion of the world? Your best friend got locked up and you ain't right. Never understood that. But it looks like it's going to be a good movie. And it's Michael B. Jordan's directorial debut. Hopefully Ryan Coogler gave him some tips. Who's sexier to you, DJ Cesarin? Michael B. Jordan or Jonathan Majors? Did y'all see Michael B. Jordan, that yellow stuff at the Wakanda premiere? What's wrong with these fashion people? I swear.
Yellow.
Did you see them pants?
Uh-uh.
Blur, did you see them pants?
No, I haven't seen anything from the premiere.
Please take a minute and Google Michael B. Jordan's outfit.
I didn't have to see Jonathan Majors as a teenager playing in The Wire. I have seen Michael B. Jordan and I always
they make all black crackheads.
I just see that little soft chin. I don't know. So that's a difficult choice.
I'll say. But I'm excited for the new Ant-Man. I don't get excited often, but you know, I think Jonathan Majors, like, I'm excited to see him as a villain. I hope he kills a couple more Avengers. I mean, because we're starting to run low on the old ones. I feel bad for the Hulk, though. This is turning into an Avengers episode. But I feel bad for the Hulk. Is he ever going to get his own movie?
He's had three.
Yeah, they were all terrible.
But
my man, the Bad Hulk, got his own Hulk movie. Not Edward Norton. Who was Abomination? Wasn't he a couple Hulk movies?
I don't remember.
Even one. Marvel doesn't have distribution rights for the Hulk, so they got to work that out still.
Let the joke sit.
Oh, my bad.
So Marvel still the Hulk rights?
Who has it? Is it another? Who has the? I swear, all this trademark license.
I want to say Universal, Spider-Man. But I could be wrong. It's not Sony, because I know Sony still got Spider-Man, so it's not them. I'll have to double check.
You didn't like the Spider-Man origin story?
Like the very first one? Spider-Man was a little bit different because no one else has his powers. But the only problem with Spider-Man is that all his villains are the exact same story. The origin story for Spider-Man, like the very first one with Tobey Maguire, I like that one. That one was good.
Which one's Tobey Maguire? What else you play?
Original Spider-Man.
Which one's that?
The one.
Okay. So not the one with the fluffy hair, with the gel hair. The pale one.
The one that was like,
I don't remember.
Garfield was the second one. He was the brown. I'll just show you his picture.
No, I wish it had Spider-Verse.
The one with Green Goblin? I guess, I don't know. Do you remember the villain? The one with Hobgoblin, Green Goblin?
Right, yeah.
No, I don't remember that. We got to watch Birdman. Man, so many movies I'm thinking about. I got it right now. You got to watch Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton makes a great villain.
Yeah.
But he also
and a great hero.
Batman.
I was going to say that, actually. Michael Keaton and Jonathan Majors, they on the run right now. Whoever is their agent is getting it done.
What's Michael Keaton done lately besides Spider-Man?
He did.
Or is it just the fact
after Spider-Man, Bible? he just did another movie that wasn't really big. I think it's called the. He did a movie where he played an assassin. So he was dope in it. And he got the girl at the end. He was the villain, and he still got the girl at the end. So he did that, he's playing Batman again coming up in the Flash movie.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In the Flash?
Yeah.
Are they going to release that? Did he, like, rape some chicks and go to jail?
They still going to use them.
Smart.
They ain't got no choice.
Yeah. So the Flash is Batman. Okay. Flash is Batman. Is Black Adam Batman? That's Superman.
Are you not in the same universe?
Yeah,
same universe. So, you know, spoiler alert. I don't want to say because DJ Susan might not have saw it. But, so are we all excited for Black Adam? Circling back, we're going to have to make this a Marvel podcast. We still got to talk about Kanye West and Jewish people.
DC.
So we're excited about what's the superhero movie and types that you're looking forward to most this year? I guess we got to talk about Wakanda. Is it Wakanda?
Black Panther 2, yeah, definitely.
I don't think I'm looking forward to it.
You don't think it'll be good?
Blur, what's the main superhero movie you're looking forward to? No, it's not the fact that I'm going to get it. I think it's just going to be too emotional for me. Blur, what's
definitely
the superhero
Black. definitely Black Panther 2. It's hands down. I can't wait for it.
I'm worried about it. I started reading reviews. That's how I knew about Michael B. Jordan's terrible yellow pants. And I'm worried that it's going to be too emotional and not a great movie. I shouldn't have that feeling because there's nothing that Coogler's done that I don't think has been impressive. Not everything has been the most favorite thing in the world to me, but everything that Coogler has ever done, I have at least enjoyed. So I should give him the benefit of the doubt. But I feel like I'm going to leave Black Panther and it was like, oh, they're focusing on Chadwick's death too much. Or it was just too emotional. It was too slow. Because these are superhero movies. Somebody need to get their ass whooped. Right? Like, this is entertainment. So I don't want us to act like, I mean, it's selfish of me to say that. We knew Coogler, but I know I did. I mean, not Coogler, Chadwick. But they did know him. So maybe they feel like, you know, they need to infer this. But, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of worried. But I'm going to be that person. You know, as soon as DJC Siren got a day off, I'm going to go watch it. So, you know, we'll get it in and have the review for Black Panther. But Black Panther is the one, I think, just as a culture, as the impact that the first Black Panther had, you know, especially adding on, you know, on time of death of Chadwick Boseman, it's got to be the most anticipated. I think we all three of us agree on that one. But I'm honestly really, I keep saying this, we were at Comic-Con, Marvel dropped all the trailers. I'm really excited about Samuel L. Jackson and Secret Invasion.
Yeah, they pushed it back.
And I'm so disappointed because that joint looked amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looked like he just, and Sam Jackson's probably one of the greatest, I mean, him and Denzel are probably the greatest Black actors we've ever had, right? Who's better?
I think so. I think so. I think he's up there. I don't know if they'd be my favorite actors, but, yeah, I think as far as greatness, yeah, they definitely in the top three.
I mean, he's not my favorite. My favorite is, Cuba Gooding Jr. He's my favorite Black actor. I love him. Because he always drunk in the movie. Whether he's sober or not.
Definitely fetch it.
But I can look from a step back view and say Samuel Jackson and Denzel are better. They might not be my favorite. My second favorite is my man from The Program. You ain't nothing but a gangbanger of speed. Jay Reed from N2D. What's the Love and Basketball? What's my Black man name? He's a terrible basketball player.
Oh.
Yeah, Omar Epps. He's from Jersey.
Okay.
He's probably my number two favorite Black
guy. What about the older actors?
Morgan Freeman raped kids. Raped kids. So I don't. He married kids. So I don't.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover. He only did Lethal Weapon.
He did Call of Duty.
Danny Glover did a bunch of stuff, man.
Yeah,
are we counting, what's my man from Fast and Furious? Are we counting him as Black?
No.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about Vin Diesel?
Yeah. Is Vin Diesel Black? Because look, if he's Black, if we're counting him on the Black list, if he's up in my top five. I hate to say it.
And I was so disappointed in Vin Diesel. When I watched, when was it, Pitch Black, yo, oh, man, I was like, who
I love
is
that movie.
This? Oh, my gosh, what I saw it in the theater, and I was like, yo, this man here, he is my favorite actor, like, right now, like, that's all I'm checking for, is, who is this, Vin Diesel? That's all I'm checking for. It disappointed me so badly, but Pitch Black was so great. Great.
No, Pitch Black was a good movie. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great one right there. so disappointed in Vin Diesel. Anyway, we'll see. Beef and Gunn just stepped out, so I got to delay. It's a horrible time to do this with my voice. Go ahead, New York Blur, say something. But no, I'm excited about no. What about like Sidney Poitier? Do we still consider those great? You know, like
who's everybody else's black favorite
actor? Yeah,
I'm old enough to remember Sidney Poitier, and I remember growing up, Lou Gossett Jr. was actually my favorite actor growing up.
There you go.
I was a Lou Gossett Jr. fan. So, I remember those older people. Like, I don't think remember because I wasn't like into their stuff. But I know, like, when I was a kid, and I couldn't control what was coming on the TV, I didn't get to pick what we watched. Like, those days, where you just sit down and watch whatever your parents put on. Yeah, man, I used to mess with Lou Gossett Jr. So, I respect him.
Are they better? Mm-hmm. Are they better than Denzel or Sam Jackson? My question was, I think Denzel and Sam Jackson are two greatest black actors ever. Maybe James Earl Jones, if we talk about his discography.
This is what I got to go to when it comes to acting. And it's funny because Denzel and Sam Jackson have fallen into a spot, and it may be a result of their greatness that they don't play roles. They're just themselves. Like nobody can really remember the name of Denzel in a lot of movies. He's just, oh, that's Denzel. Sam Jackson actually said it in an interview. He just does him. It's just Sam Jackson being Sam Jackson in the movie.
No.
Like, they don't transform into different people. Like, Denzel gonna be Denzel.
I could see it with, I would say, Samuel L. Jackson. I could see that with Samuel L. Jackson, like, across the board between, like, Snakes on a Plane, like Pulp Fiction or Shaft or stuff like that. He's definitely still in his, you know, I mean, that's just him. Denzel, as far as I can't necessarily agree with it, but I do see similarities in the roles that Denzel plays, in a sense. So I could agree with you with Samuel Jackson. No, but it's just like, as far as, Denzel.
Y'all don't remember Philadelphia.
Yeah, go ahead. You got the floor.
My favorite movie of all time. Yeah, I definitely remember Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Are you
going to
tell me?
And
Philadelphia. And remember the Titans? That's why when people do Denzel impersonations, they can just jump from movie to movie to movie and just give you a line from each movie. It's not because of sound. He keeps the same.
He doesn't change his voice.
It's not just his voice. It's everything.
The characters are nothing alike. I got the hiccups from my bad. I took a piss and rushed my drink, and I got the hiccups. But just because he sounds like him and makes good impressions doesn't mean that
John Q, the dude from John Q, is the same dude from the movie he played with Jennifer Lopez or whatever her name was when he was in the paraplegic. Is the same dude who stopped the train, the money train, or whatever that was running away. Is the same dude who taught the football team, the segregated football team. And then you got action Denzel. So you got the dude who saved the little white girl, the dude who stopped the bank robbery. The dude who's in the war, like, he gonna give you five or six roles that are exactly the same.
I can't say American Gangster Denzel is not the same as Man on Fire Denzel. And
is it the same as Malcolm X Denzel?
Malcolm X Denzel is kind of different, yeah. Just like John Q. Denzel is still not the same as Malcolm X. Denzel, and nah. See, that's what I said. I agree with you on Samuel L. Jackson, but Denzel's kind of like, you might get like a few, like a couple of little different, like, I mean, not different, but like the same mannerisms, but the roles that he actually played, it's kind of different. It really is different in a sense.
If I was to tell y'all, Django, if I was to tell y'all, just the dude from Remember the Titans grew up and married Viola Davis and had a son, and then they did a movie called Behind the Fences or whatever it was, y'all will believe it because it's the same character.
No, it's not. Oh, it's just a good one.
You ain't going to tell me. Now I'm arguing with you, New York, about Sam Jackson. You ain't going to tell me the nerd from Jurassic Park is the same dude from Django Unchained. Who's the same guy who coached the in Richmond, California. Richmond.
You got a point there. No, but go ahead.
Nah, it's too far extreme. He's not the same dude in Django Unchained, but the nerd from Jurassic Park could be the same teacher in 187 who got stabbed up by Method Man.
100%. Oh, I forgot about 187. 187. Oh, man, when they did the Russian roulette at the end of the movie. Oh, that was a crazy joint.
Yeah. It was
All right. We got 30 minutes. We talked about nonsense. We didn't get to nothing I wanted to talk about tonight because I really wanted to talk about Western Jewish people, but that might be a two-hour discussion. DJ C. Simon, is there anything you wanted to talk about? Sorry, I got the hiccups now.
No, I don't think we really have enough time to talk about the new prime minister.
You want to talk about the prime minister in England? I mean, that probably won't take a long time to talk about. I mean, it's crazy. They got rid of Boris, got him the fuck up out of there. They hired this new prime minister lady, and within a month, she sank the economy. So they got her the fuck up out of here.
You
got it. And now they want Boris back.
So they got to get an Asian man instead, an Indian man instead.
They get an are Indians British? I guess British is a colony.
Yeah.
I bet you he's going to be expert in computers but have a call center. That's racist. I'm sorry.
That's racist. So
they got a lot of call centers. Go ahead, Blair.
Nah, that's racist as fuck. I do want to say, it happened so fast with old girl. Like, I remember her, like, getting sworn in or whatever, or her taking the job. And then the next thing I heard, I was like, yo, she out. And I'm like, yo, what happened? It seemed like that was about to fall. Yeah. I think they needed a fall guy or a fall woman. And they put her in there just so somebody could take the fall for something. I feel like it was a setup. I feel like they played this.
It's bad. But you ain't get a shot. Like, she got less time than most, like, college and NFL football coaches. they ain't allow her. But when you sink the economy, like, when you tell everybody, like, yeah, I promise you this going to work, and that shit fails. And, like, for the first time in, what was it, 80 years, the pound is worth.
They were like, hello, do you not know when I went to Vanguard, England? Oh, this is a humble brag. Lena, last time when I was in London, it was like $1.50 per pound. I was like buying souvenir pencils for like $5. Like, I was like, yo, this is the worst ever. We try to calculate in our heads. Like, it just says £1.75. Like, yeah, it came out being like, y'all, I was like, it was ridiculous, yo. And now it's $1. Like, yo, I was like, yo.
Perfect time to go to England, yo.
Yeah, we got to go to England. They were like, shit, you got to get the hell out of here. We got to let you go. I'm wondering, when she fired the financial minister, or the finance minister, did she think that she was in the clear? When she hired the new one, did she say, okay, as long as I, like, put this new person in this position, I'll be good?
Yeah, I don't know.
She tried to pull a Jim Harbaugh. I was telling somebody the other day, Jim Harbaugh, like a couple years ago, was on the hot seat, about to get fired. Said, oh, shit, let me go ahead and start. let me go ahead and put in Lamar Jackson. Like, he did it, and he saved his job. He owed his family everything. He owed it to Lamar Jackson because that man was on his way out the door. So she tried to pull the same thing. Like, all right, let me see if I can make some changes, buy myself some more time. She ain't got no Lamar Jackson on her team now, so she out.
Life comes at you fast.
Ain't that the truth?
But you know she still got some stuff being delivered from my guy, kid. But this ain't there yet. She had to call and cancel.
Right there in front of Downing Street. Like, who live here?
Her family's got to be disappointed. Like, they got to be proud, but they also got to be disappointed. Like, somebody, like, who's the first person at Thanksgiving? Do British people do Thanksgiving, or do they not like that holiday because America whooped their ass?
Thanksgiving, I think that has to do with America. Yeah.
So do British get together and eat dinner once a year with their family?
Boxing Day? I don't know.
Yeah. Is it like Slavery Day? The Queen would have never let this happen.
I know. It's the King's fault. It's the King's fault.
Okay. All right. Blur, you got anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, I did want to talk, like, real quick. I'm glad New York is on the line, too. I think if he's still there, because I didn't know if it was an old person thing or what. These people, I wouldn't call it just drill rappers, but rappers who are taking these older, I don't say white songs, but these pop songs and just rapping the hardest stuff over it, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. Like, it was cool. I think we might be about to jump the shark on this trend. I'm trying to think of the name of the song. Making My Way Downtown, like, whatever that song is, Vanessa Hudgens or Bedingfield or whatever that was. It was cool when they did it to that one. Now, these young dudes is they killing people on every single one of those old pop songs. It is hilarious, but it's got to stop. I can't take much more of it.
You got to let me – you got to put that in the chat because I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I knew the – I know the other song that you was talking about, but I didn't heard anything new. Something else drop?
Oh, yeah, I got
nah,
to
so
–
yeah,
matter of fact, if you listen to the latest JBP, they play two of them at the very end, and then I heard two different ones just, like, in the car out here in St. Louis, like, maybe a week ago. I was like, yo – they didn't need to do that. They did not need to do that. And my girl's like, but they did. They don't care. They doing it.
What'd you say, New York, New York?
Nah, I understand what Blair's saying because New York is like right now, they sampling all the hits back in the day and then turning them into drill rap. I don't know what this song, what was that song called? Like, something I can break you off, just some shit like that, and then somebody started rapping over that. I think that's mad fire. I ain't even gonna hold you, but they definitely like when they rap on those certain type of samples. Nah, they killing everybody. They definitely killing everybody. They rolling everybody up in a spliff, smoking them. Like, it's mad diss music. I think it's mad fire. I don't support like talking about like people's dead homies or something like that. But the music, like, just think about it. Just like sampling something like that and then making it your own and putting it in your style. I think that's fire. That's fire. That's fine. I ain't even gonna hold you. But yeah, talk about the dead and not like that. I don't support that. But yeah, the way that they actually mixing everything like that in New York and putting the samples over top, no matter if it's Michael Jackson, they tapping into the bags of Michael Jackson, Prince, Janet Jackson, old Busta Rhymes songs, and they put it in over like they put it in over drill beats and they rapping along to it. I think it's fire. I think it's fire, to be honest.
And you know what? Okay. Some of it is real. I ain't going to say some of it. I have not heard a bad one yet, but I'm like, yo, it's going too far. Matter of fact, the one I just heard today on that other show, they were talking about they did it over the Usher joint. 7 o'clock, I'm in my drop top, cruising the street. And then, you know, dude just started going. I was like, yo, come on, this too? Like, not that I don't like it because they'd be spitting and it'd be fired. But at the same time, it's like, all right, come on. Another one? Y'all just not going to leave nothing alone?
I got to go back and listen. I watched the ADP on YouTube. Now that I'm back at the office, I don't get the audio. I don't get the licensed music. So I can go back and check it out because I'm lost. But I know what you're talking about and the type of music you're talking about. But, I mean, that's for entertainment purposes. So I guess all music's for entertainment purposes if you think about it. But I do got to check that out. That's pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy. I got to see what the new white rap is. Okay. New York, you got anything you want to talk about?
Not at all. I just got one comment. Brownies make me happy. I like brownies. I like cookies even more, but brownies make me happy. That was mad random. But we can get on with the conversation.
Like weed brownies or just like regular brownies?
Nah, just like the brownie obsession from TGI Fridays. You know what I mean? They spice it up mad good.
Okay. Now you were the one that had to put you on with the Chick-fil-A cookie, right? You just had like a Chick-fil-A cookie for like the first time like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was good. I'm not even gonna hold you. The Chick-fil-A cookie is mad good. Now as far as being on Subway's level, I wouldn't say that, but Nah. It's Subway first, and it might be Chick-fil-A after. I don't know. It might be Pop Bellies may come before Chick-fil-A, but, you know what I mean, they fighting for the number two spot.
Okay. That's a little bit local. We don't have a Pop Belly down here, but we eat it when we get them to the wedding. It is a good cookie. Blur probably has no idea what we're talking about except when it comes to Chick-fil-A and Subway. But they don't call it Chick-fil-A out there because that's where it started, right? No, that's Panera. Panera started in St. Louis. It's like the bread company. They don't call it Panera. They just got bread companies. Their chocolate chip cookies.
St. Louis Bread Co.
Their chocolate chip cookie got a rival, Chick-fil-A's and Subway. What's better chocolate chip cookie, New York? Panera Bread, a.k.a. St. Louis Bread Company, or Subway?
I'm still going with Subway if they bake it fresh and you get there when they actually take it out the oven.
Man, okay. Interesting. All right. So, boy, you got anything else? I know you put in the chat that weird thing that you get jealous of. Where would that conversation come from?
All right, man. And, you know, I don't know if I shared this on here before. And maybe I'm looking at it wrong. But I saw the video. I think it was this couple on vacation or something, and they just looked so happy. And I was like, yo, I'm jealous that I can't be happy. I can't see myself being happy with, I hate to call a woman ugly, but with an unattractive woman. And I'm just looking at these dudes like, yo, they are just living their best life. These women, they don't care about looks. I can't do it, and I'm jealous because I really feel like, yeah, we talked about this on here before, like you could be in the club all night looking for the 10, but you could go home with the 6 and be happy. I can't do it, and I'm kind of jealous. And then I felt bad, and I'm like, I can't be the only person out there who gets jealous or envious of weird things like that. To me, that was weird, and I'm kind of embarrassed by it, but I can't do it. I would love to be happy and not be one of those people who worries about looks. Because those people I be seeing, they be looking like they having fun. They look like they're enjoying their little married relationship or whatever it is. I don't know if I can ever get there.
Yeah, it's, I mean, but they might be attracted to it. Maybe they think they're beautiful. Just because you don't think they're good looking don't mean somebody else doesn't think they're beautiful. It's a conversation we just had about Monique. You don't think there's somebody out there that finds Monique attractive? I joke when we said no, but of course they do. It just ain't me.
Yeah, that was my thought, too. And I was like, all right, but there are certain things, like, I guess, and I always say Halle Berry because I think she's like, I mean, I think if you poll 100 dudes, 99 going to say she's beautiful and one going to be like, yeah, I can see how other people find her attractive or whatever. Like, there's certain things I think that are universal. And then there's other things where I was like, oh, like that person has a good personality and you fall for their personality. And then it looks like, all right. And I think those are the situations I'm thinking of right there. It's like, all right. And you be seeing people like posting and stuff and everybody be tearing them apart. Like, yo, she ain't the best looking thing, but she loyal or stuff like that. When dudes be posting stuff like that. And I'm like, yo, don't embarrass your wife like that. Don't embarrass your girl like that. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm happy for you, bro. You found happiness. You don't care about looks. I just can't do it.
If I ever saw some of my friends put, she ain't the best looking, but she loyal, I would try to put it as a thumbs down. I might have to call. Who would say, there's no way people are saying that. That's got to be jokes.
Ask DJ T. Siren. She, I mean, it'd be out there. Like, this wasn't even that long. It's like, it's happened a couple of times. The most recent one was about a month ago, I think, maybe even a little less. And every time somebody do it, they be trying to compliment their girl. And I don't think they really realize that they insulting her.
There's a lot of dummies out here. There's a lot of people who can't. So I believe there's people doing that, but I probably believe it's more for the joke than... Or more for the likes or for the, I bet you I can get people to like, I bet you I can get a reaction out of people that says, oh, you're an idiot. You shouldn't be saying this, and that's going to get me a bunch of likes and all that stuff, which people find is worth something in today's age, which all, which again, still confuses me.
I haven't seen it in real life, but I know that, who's your LB name?
Brandon?
I'll say his name. What's his name?
Oh, Weezy.
Weezy's, I know.
You said, what's my LB's name? Club. Don't say his name.
On the show, I know his name. What's his name on the show? I'm sorry, I wasn't specific.
My brother Weezy.
But Weezy's, Weezy's wife's cousin had posted a thing of, on a guy that did exactly that. And basically she was calling him out, like, the way you look. I can't believe it. And he made this whole post. I don't know who he was or why, you know, it was someone that she knew, but he, that's exactly what he did. Like, she might not be the whatever looking, and the woman was gorgeous, number one. She
that's how you know it's
right. Right, and, but, you know, we blah, blah, blah. And it was being posted, reposted by her to say, this fool got the nerve. To try and down, like the way you look, you try to say your wife ain't, like, yeah, that's ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
But that's how you know it's fake.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's fake. I'm saying I don't know in real life, but that is a situation I have seen, at least social media situation.
Okay. man, anything quick? DJ Cesar, you got anything else? Because there's no way we can delve into the Kanye and Jewish conversation. I mean, I want to talk about Kanye walking into Skechers. Like, you know, Skechers is wild. Like, to be turned down. And it's not really turned down from Skechers.
No.
They kind of just was like, yo.
You don't have to point. You know.
You just ran up on us. We need to prepare for you.
Definitely.
But, like, who's copping the Yeezy Skechers? I know New York copping. I know New York copping them big-ass boat Yeezy shoes, yo. Ain't you, New York?
100%. I got the Yeezy slippers. I got the 350s. You know what I mean? I got the, with the 500s. I got mad Yeezys in a closet on his stash. You know what I mean? So if he get dropped and he can't drop that design no more, oh, them shit's going for money. Them shit's going for money. I already know that. So, you know what I mean? Shit. I mean, look. We selling those for a profit if I could get some. But at the end of the day, you just going to keep them in the closet, see how much money they going to make.
But the question is, are you copping those Yeezys?
Are you copping the Skecher Yeezys? You copping Skecher Yeezys, Joe.
I'm not even gonna hold you. I might do that when Yeezy first started, he came out with these crazy designs. I copped them. But they was mad comfortable. I still might do it. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm a sneakerhead. So yeah, the 98% 0.725. I'm gonna cop him.
My barber said the Nike 350 or the Yeezy 350s are the most comfortable shoe he's ever had.
Definitely.
He stands on his feet.
Fit around your, look, it fit around your foot like a sock. And then it feel like you walking on clouds. It's just like the Nike VaporMax. It's the same thing.
Okay.
Maybe I need those. I stand on my feet for 11 hours a day.
Yeah, they should be cheap now. You're usually getting dropped from Adidas. Well, they're probably more expensive.
They said they're probably going to rebrand them, so I just have to find where the design's going.
Okay. All right. We're going to get out of here, man, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we just don't have the time to do it. DJ Cesar, you got anything else?
I'm supposed to be saying something better. No, I don't have anything.
Like what?
Am I saying hi?
Oh, yeah, we just get out of here. Because we got some serious stuff to talk about, but I don't want to do it in, like, the last 5 minutes.
No.
So let's just get on out of
all
here.
All right, good talking to y'all. Have a good night.
Blur, you got anything?
Some advice to you and DJ Cesar, man. Go ahead and watch Jessica Jones, man. I think it's 2, maybe 3 seasons on Netflix. Imagine, especially season 1, but imagine Professor X from the X-Men. But he's a psychopath and a serial rapist.
Damn, I was going to make the joke that he can walk.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, he can do that, too. But that's the villain from the first season of Jessica Jones, which is why I thought it would never make it to Disney Plus, but I don't know, we'll see.
I think, you can watch it on Disney Plus. You can watch all
the... Yeah, now you can. When they first got it, I was like, they never bringing that over there. Or are they going to put, like, a disclaimer on it? Because he's not your typical villain from a Disney movie or a Marvel movie.
Right.
Jessica Jones. All right, New York Dark Four is yours. Oh, well, hold on. Blur, you got anything else?
I mean, register to vote, man. Make sure y'all vote. I had to make sure my son registered to vote out here, father of a young man. These certain things start coming into play. Luckily, like with the abortion thing, that ain't really on my radar right now as a 40-something-year-old man, but I do have a college student, and luckily Missouri is bordered. Missouri, you can't do an abortion, but we are bordered by 2 states where they will help you out. I had a friend who just took a trip over to Illinois not too long ago for that very reason. So, I mean, got to get out there and vote for these midterms, man. They're really important.
I just want to make – oh, that's too deep. I thought about the stream. That's too deep. But Blair just said he's lucky that he borders a state that can get his son an abortion.
That is kind of
– That is so wild.
Hey, I mean, hey. I'd rather – if I can't be in a state that has it, the next best thing is being close to one. Imagine if Illinois or Kansas said, nah, we ain't messing with that.
Tell nephew.
I mean, my son, I ain't gonna worry about that with my son now or anytime soon, but, you know, things you got to think about.
DJ Cesar doesn't want me to joke about abortion. Why?
Because it's not funny.
Just in case.
It is something that is very difficult.
Well, okay. I'm not going to get into this argument. You should be able to joke about that.
No, you can't.
All right. We'll talk about it. We'll joke about it next time. New York, the floor is yours.
Nah, the last time we had a conversation about abortion over here, somebody jumped into that actual conversation and it turned into turmoil. But I'm ready for I'm ready for that debate again. Anything else? I mean, look, it's getting cold outside. Make sure y'all check on your cars, because as soon as the cold weather hits, your car is gonna let you know all the things that is wrong with it. So make sure you got that actual transportation or whatever you need to go back and forth to your job and to your family. Check on your oil, change out the transmission and stuff like that. boom, boom, boom. Other than that, you know what I mean, we already know fourth quarter is an indictment season. Watch what you say on the phones and everything like that, you know what I mean? Don't be hot out here. Stay low, stay safe. Get with your family on Thanksgiving and Christmas and everything like that. Other than that, you know what I mean, drink water, save the bees, stay in good health, and we look forward to the next conversation next time.
Amen.
Wait, hold
next
up.
Week,
and another one. Kanye, cool out. Cool out real quick. Kanye, cool out. But other than that, Y'all go.
We'll talk about Kanye. Go ahead, Blair.
Yeah, New York just had me thinking about something. So I don't know if y'all know, but out here in Missouri, in St. Louis specifically, we got this group called the Kia Boys. Kia Boys is a bunch of young people. And I say Kia Boys, but it's girls who be running with them too. And they steal Kias and Hyundais. Like, it's real easy. And it's a problem. It's a problem. Like, they get you from anywhere, anytime. So this dude was interviewing them, and dude got his mask on and everything, so you can't see his face. He's like, all right, so just show me. How are you guys doing this? And so he demonstrated how to do it. He's like, well, don't you ever think about the people, the owners of the cars? He's like, imagine me coming out of my house trying to go to work, and my car's not here. And dude was like, you be all right? You got insurance? He's like, well, what if I don't, man? You should have insurance. It's illegal not to.
Oh, that's amazing. He got a point.
Yo, I cracked up so bad, yo. This dude is sitting there showing him how to steal a car. He's talking about that's illegal for you not to have insurance.
See, you should. It's illegal. You're right.
But the Kia Boys is bad. It's bad out here. My son's mom drives the Kia. She got a club on her car, and then she's doing other things to make sure that they know, like, yo, even if y'all break in, y'all ain't going to be able to get out. And Missouri is suing Kia. It's wild times,
wow.
Man. They are suing Kia for making cars that are so easy to be stolen.
They say you can steal with, like, a USB cord or something.
Yeah. Once you pop the steering column, like, dude, show them. It's, like, not even a USB. It's just, like, a regular charger, like, USB-C. Like, I was like, yo, like, they is getting, this is too high tech. This is way too high tech.
Chinese, like, fuck this again. I got stuff making everything
Chinese?
Work.
I think it is Chinese. These are Chinese or Japanese, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the only kids I know are Asians and black people. And by what we learned from Kanye West this week, he ain't owned by black people. Owned by the Jews.
We love
the Jews. All right, man. Yeah, we love the Jews. Shout out to my man Greenberg. We out till next week.